Shalom Aleichem, welcome to Talmud Yerushalmi. I think that many people have a phobia to learn Yerushalmi. I hope our shir will be user-friendly and people will not be afraid to learn Talmud Yerushalmi. Since today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Aleph, and there are only 5 lines of Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, aside from the same Mishnah that we find in the Bavli on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we have some time to give a Hagdama to the learning of Yerushalmi. The inspiration for this weekly shir in Yerushalmi, Daf HaShavua, was from the revered Rav of Elizabeth, New Jersey, or Rav HaGoyin, Rav Pinchas Teitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who for many years gave the popular Daf HaShavua, the weekly Daf, in Bavli over the radio. And he would begin every shir with Lomer Lernen Ablat Gemara. Let's learn together a Daf of Gemara. And so too, let us on a weekly basis learn together a Daf of Talmud Yerushalmi. I'd like to begin where we left off in the last Daf that I was privileged to give in the OU Daf Yomi series at the end of Masechta Nida, where I spoke out a thought from the Lakewood Mashgiach HaRav HaGoyin Rav Matisyo Solomon Shlita. Soon in a few weeks we'll be saying individui on Yom HaKippurim Al Chet Shechatanu L'fanecha B'sikur Ayin, curiosity. And Rav Matisyo explained that every person was given 2 midos that can be used in a positive manner, and unfortunately, we use it sometimes in a negative manner. The first mido was curiosity, sakronus, sikur ayin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that to us so we can have curiosity to learn the next stuff, to learn the next mesechta, to learn the next seder, to learn a Rajba, a Ritva, a Tzois, and a Sivas, a Rebbe Kiva Eker, our curiosity to learn more and more of our Holy Torah. And then he gave us another Mida, and this Mida is brought out by the brother of the Tzois HaChoshen in his Hagdama to the Kuntras HaSveikis that is often published at the end of the Tzois HaChoshen, where he speaks of the fact that if a person was taken by a Kadosh Baruch Hu and would be given a panoramic view of the entire universe, and he would see in that trip the cosmos and the constellations and all of the spheres of the universe, and he would be overwhelmed with the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, he would have no hanoah from that experience unless when he would return to earth he would be able to relate his experience to someone else. If he would have to keep it bottled up within himself, he would have no enjoyment from that unbelievable experience that he experienced. This midah was also given for Limud HaTorah. Once a person has utilized the midah of sakronus to acquire more and more Torah, never being satisfied with the amount of Torah that he has learned already, then he has another midah that he must share with others. And that midah was in order that harbatzas haTorah should take place. The Torah is not only within yourself, but you share it with others. Unfortunately, what do? We use the midah of sakronus very often to be curious about what's going on with our neighbor across the street or down the block. What is going on with him? And once we find out, due to our curiosity, we cannot hold it within ourselves. We have to speak Lashon Hara. We have to share it with others. This is a misuse of the positive midah of sakronus, curiosity for Torah, and of the need to share Torah with others so that there will be harbatzas haTorah in the world. And that is, says Rav Matisyahu Solomon, al chet Shetchatanu lefanecha b'sikur ayin. It is my fervent hope, as we expressed at the end of Shas Bavli, that the listener will have a curiosity, besides Bavli, to also be curious, what is Talmud Yerushalmi all about? And he will have the curiosity to see how the Yerushalmi complements the Bavli and brings the Bavli to a fullness, enriches the study, the Limud of Talmud Bavli. It is my hope that we will be able to nurture the curiosity of the listener to delve into Talmud Yerushalmi. And one of the interesting points of Talmud Yerushalmi is that it is very brief, and we will expound on this later in the shiur. But perhaps the reason why the Yerushalmi is written in a more terse style is based on something that I saw in the Sefer on Chumash, Koil HaTorah, The Call of the Torah, by Rav Eli Munk from Paris, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Volume 1 of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Lech Lecha, page 252, where he says in the name of Rav Chaim Ben Attar, who was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, on Perek Yud Beis in Bereishis, at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Pasuk Aleph, where there the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha, and a few psukim further, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zion, when Avram enters into Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Vayera Hashem el Avram, that Hashem appeared to Avram, explains the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that as long as Avram was in Chutz Loretz, it was only Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Avram could not experience Nevuah. Nevuah can only be experienced in Eretz Yisrael. Avram only experienced Hashem through Shmia, through hearing the Dvar Hashem. It was only after Avram entered into the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that Vayera Hashem el Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram. For the first time, Avram had a chazon. He had a vision, a prophetic vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Explains Rav Eli Munk Zitzel that this is the difference between the wording of the Bavli and the wording of the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, when a question is raised and an answer is found, the Gemara says, Toshma, come and hear. However, in the Yerushalmi, when a question is asked and an answer is found, the Yerushalmi uses the Lashon of Ta, Chazi, come and see, or Puk Chazi, go out and see what the answer is to your question. Because whereas Bavli is Shmia, and therefore it's Ta Shema, come and hear, Yerushalmi is Ria. Yerushalmi in Eretz Yisrael is Puk Chazi or Ta Chazi, see what the answer is. And therefore, it's possible we know a picture is worth a thousand words. And since the Kedusha of the Yerushalmi is so great that it is saturated with prophetic vision, one sees the Dvar Hashem, therefore it's written in a much more concise and shorter approach than is the Bavli. In order to gain an overview of the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, I'm going to quote now from a sefer that was written in Eretz Yisrael in Tovshin Ayin, put out by Moshe Harav Kook. It was written by Achikom Keshes. It's called Amri B'Marava, which means they said in the West. This is how the Gemara in the Bavli refers to the Talmud Yerushalmi, because Eretz Yisrael is west of Bavel. And the purpose of this sefer is Likud HaMachlokos HaIkoriyos Ben Yerushalmi LeBavli. It's a collection of the main machlokos between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and the chidushim that the Yerushalmi says, which is not contained in the Bavli. And in his Hagdama to the Yerushalmi, he begins by telling us that the basic structure of the Yerushalmi is very comparable to the Bavli, namely that the Yerushalmi will bring different brises that explain the Mishnah, that contradict the Mishnah, and as a result of the contradictions, new halachos come out which were not mentioned in the Mishnah. There are new questions that are raised that are not spoken about in the Mishnah. The regular mahalach that we have in the Bavli, that's the same approach that Yerushalmi has. However, the main difference, as we've mentioned before, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi is much more concise than the Bavli. And the reason for this is because the Yerushalmi's main purpose is halacha lemaisa, is to get to the bottom exactly what the halacha is. And as a result, the Yerushalmi is memayit in pilpul. For example, we don't find in the Yerushalmi, as we do in the Bavli, where the Yerushalmi will ask, Ula taimeich, and according to your reasoning, this and this is difficult. Or, Uda ka'arila, my ka'arila, the one who had a question, what was bothering him? The Yerushalmi will not go into that, as does the Bavli, because the Yerushalmi's main purpose is to get to the bottom line, to the halacha lemaisa. And therefore, we in fact find that whereas in the Bavli, only a third of the Talmud Bavli is halacha lemaisa, the rest of Talmud Bavli has agada in it, musar, stories, history, segulois, refuois. The Yerushalmi, more than half of the Yerushalmi, is halacha lemaisa. And there's another reason why the Yerushalmi has more halachos than the Bavli and is memayit in agada, and that is because Eretz Yisrael had their own svarim that were meyuchad, that concentrated on Agada, namely the Bereishis Rabba, the Psikta, and the Mechilta, and therefore it was not put, the Agada was not put into the Yerushalmi as much as it is in the Talmud Bavli. And there's a beautiful remez to show this distinction between Bavli and Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah in Bavli is called Masnisen. That comes from the word shinun, to learn. However, in the Yerushalmi, it's not called a Mishnah Masnisen, it's called Halacha. And therefore, on Daf Aleph, Amid Aleph, as we begin the first Halacha, the first Mishnah in Masechta Brachos, it's Perik Aleph, not Mishnah Aleph as we have in Bavli, but rather Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Because the Matara, the main purpose of the Yerushalmi, is halacha lemaisa, and that's why the Mishnayos is referred to as halacha. Not only is the shakla v'tarya of the Yerushalmi, the give and take of the Yerushalmi, much more concise than the Bavli, but the wording itself in the Yerushalmi is much shorter. For example, the Yerushalmi will omit very often the letters Aleph and He, and therefore Rabbi Lozer's name becomes not Elozer, but Lozer, Lamed Ayin Zayin Resh, and the opening Aleph in the Yerushalmi is not there. Or Yehuda is Yuda, the first Hey of Yehuda is not there. The Yerushalmi will often leave out the word Omar. For example, on Dav Beis Amid Aleph in our Gemara, you will find Rab Ze'era B'Shem Rab Yirmiya, Suffolk Birch al Mazani, Suffolk like Birch Tzarch Levarch. If a person has a Suffolk, whether he benched or not, he has to bench because it's a Suffolk Deraisa Lechumra. The word Omar is missing. In the Bavli, it would have said Rab Zeira B'Shem Rab Yirmiya Omar. And that word Omar is missing in the Yerushalmi. It just says his name and what he said. We also find that the names of the Tanoim and Amoraim in the Bavli that end in an Aleph, in the Yerushalmi, they end with a Hey. For example, Akiva ends with an Aleph in the Bavli, and in the Yerushalmi it ends with a Hey. Chanina ends with an Aleph in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi it ends with a Hey. There are differences also in the Aramaic of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara Bava Kama of Pei Beis Amid Beis tells us that in Eretz Yisrael they spoke Lashon Sursi, and that is a type of Aramish Aramaic which is not so clear. We also find that the Bavli uses more Lashon HaKodesh than does the Yerushalmi. In fact, there are certain places where a certain saying in the Bavli, it's brought in Lashon Kodesh, and in the Yerushalmi, it's brought in Aramaic. A further distinction concerning Aramaic is that the Aramish of the Bavli is mixed up with Persian words, whereas the Aramish of the Yerushalmi is mixed with Greek words, and therefore the Aramic language itself is different in the Yerushalmi as opposed to what we're used to in the Bavli. The Mishnayos throughout the Yerushalmi are basically the same as the Bavli. However, we find in the Sefer HaMishnah BeBavli Yerushalmi, he points out close to 800 differences. Sometimes it's just a word, but other times the words are changed lahalacha, where the Bavli would say Tameh, the Yerushalmi would say Tar. Where the Bavli would say Kosher, the Yerushalmi would say Pasul. So there are 800 small and larger differences in the text of the Mishnayos between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Where was the Yerushalmi written? We would think in Yerushalayim. That's the name, Talmud Yerushalmi. In fact, at that time, the Romans did not allow the Jews to live in Yerushalayim. They lived in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, and most of the Yerushalmi was written in the yeshivos of Tveria. But still, it's referred to as Talmud Yerushalmi because all of Eretz Yisrael is called on the name of Yerushalayim. There are those, however, who say that the correct name for Talmud Yerushalmi should be Talmud Eretz Yisrael, or Talmud Dibnei Marava, or Gemara Dibnei Marava, and not Talmud Yerushalmi. When was the Yerushalmi written? So there's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Meiri says that it was approximately 180 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. The Rambam, the Ravid, say that it was close to 300 years after the Churban Bayis. And it is accepted that the Yerushalmi was written over a period of 150 years, from the year 3960 to 4110. The main Amora who wrote Yerushalmi was Rabbi Yochanan, and then the Bnei Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael because of the persecution there, and they went to Bavel, and for another 150 years, the Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel, and in fact, there are those who refer to the Talmud Bavli as the Madura Basra, the last volume of the Yerushalmi. In other words, there was another 150 years where the Amoraim were able to refine that which was written in Yerushalmi, and as we'll see, that's one of the reasons why when there's a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli. Now, what are the reasons for paskin like the Bavli? So, the Sefer Amri B'Marava points out that the Mechabrim of the Bavli were the Rabbanim Basroi. They were the later Rabbanim. And they recognize what it said in Yerushalmi. They even bring the Deya of the Yerushalmi, but they go against it very often. And sometimes you'll even find the same Amoira who's writing in the Yerushalmi one way contradicts himself in the Bavli. And the reason is because that Amoira went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and later in his life he retracted that which he had written earlier upon meditation and finding proofs that he had erred, and that's why we find in the Bavli that he has a different shita from that which he wrote in the Yerushalmi. And also, since there were many gzeiros, persecution against the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas became batel, and many of the chachamim went to Bavel, so the power of psak transferred from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And besides the fact that the Amoraim themselves, for 150 years after the Yerushalmi, were still working on the Bavli, but following the Amoraim, the greatest Talmidei Chachamim in the age of the Savoraim, the Goinim, the Rishonim, they kept working and working on the Bavli, and so the Bavli is a finished text, and through the Rishonim and the Rabbanan Savaroi and the Goinim, the text of the Bavli has been purified and brought to a good conclusion, whereas the Yerushalmi was in a more raw state, and because of the persecutions, they weren't able to totally review it and correct it, and therefore there are many changes in the Girsois that we have in the Yerushalmi as opposed to the Bavli. The Bavli is longer and more explanatory than the Yerushalmi, and these are all the reasons why the Bavli has been accepted, even Lakula, against the Yerushalmi. However, there are those who paskind always like the Yerushalmi, and there are those Rishonim who paskind very often like the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, he did everything according to the Yerushalmi. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rokeach, and the Rush, in most places, if there's a Machlokes involving Yerushalmi, they would go like the Yerushalmi. Now, although generally we take on the Bavli over the Yerushalmi, but if the Bavli is not arguing on the Yerushalmi, then we will paskin, of course, like the Yerushalmi, and therefore we have hundreds of halachas where the halacha and various minhagim have been established solely based on the Yerushalmi. There are those paskin who say that when we can explain the Bavli in one of two ways, and one of those ways will come out like the Yerushalmi, even though it'll be a dochek, perhaps, but by saying the dochek, will be able to make a resolution that the Bavli should not be in contradiction with the Yerushalmi, one should do that and not learn a different way, which will make the Bavli arguing on the Yerushalmi. Although we have seen that most Poskim and Rishonim paskin like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi when there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, however, from many sources, we see the greatness of the Yerushalmi. For example, in the Zohar Chodesh, Krach Beis of Eicha, Nun Vav Amid Beis, it says, V'ho'or, Ze Talmud Yerushalmi, D'nohir Nehura D'araisa. Concerning the Yerushalmi, there is or, there is light, as opposed to the Bavli, where we find in the Gemara, in the Bavli, in Sanhedrin, of Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, where the Gemara states, B'mechashakim Hoshivani, K'meisei Oilam Amarav Yirmi Azeh, Talmuda shel Bavel, when the Navi Yirmiyahu speaks about that you have placed me in darkness, that refers to the Talmud Bavli. And Rashi there explains, She'ein noichen ze'em ze' v'talmudam safik b'yadam, because the Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel did not work together to find a solution to disputes that they had. Rather, they fought one against the other, and therefore the result was that the halacha remained as a suffix in their hands. They didn't have a clarity in the halacha. Rashi in Chagiga on Daf Yuramid Aleph, on the Gemara there, which states, Uli Yoitze Ulevo Ein Shalom Apostigen Zacharia, and Rav says, Kivin Shiyoitze Adamidvar Halacha Ledvar Mikra Shuv Ein Lashalom, Ushmuel Amazea Pirish Mitalmud Lamishna. In other words, when a person goes from one limit to another, there is no peace. Various pshatim in the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu mishas l'shas. You go from one Talmud to the other Talmud, there's no peace. And Rashi explains that this means mishas Yerushalmi l'shas Bavli. Rashi says, shehu amuk, the shas Bavli is very deep. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Dalet, B'mechashakam Hashivani, Zu Hashas Shal Bavel. This is the Shas Shal Bavel. From Rashi and Chagigah, it would seem, as opposed to Rashi and Sanhedrin, who learns that it's because the Talmidei Chacham of Bavel used to fight with each other and not work together as a team to bring out a proper resolution. Rashi in Chagigah is saying that the Talmud Bavli itself is very deep, and because of its depth, therefore, it's not clear, and it is in a state of darkness. So we find in the Zohar that Yerushalmi is Oyer. We find in the Bavli, speaking about itself, that it is considered darkness. And in the Bereshis Rabbah, Tez Zayin Dalid, we find on the Pasuk, Uzahava Oretz Ahi Toiv, Melamed She'ein Torah Ketaris Eretz Yisrael, V'loi Chochma Kechochmas Eretz Yisrael. There is no Torah as great as the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. And finally, the Hamek Dover the Netziv in Shmois, Perek Lamedalad, Pasuk Aleph, states, HaYerushalmi Kedushasai Rabba. There is tremendous Kedusha to the Yerushalmi, Meha Bavli, more than Talmud Bavli. Ba'asher Nasa Al Yedei Amaroi Kamoi, because the Yerushalmi was made by the previous Amaroyim. So on the one hand, the fact that the Bavli was made by Amaroi Basroi, the later Amaroyim, the halacha goes like the later ones. But yet, as far as the Kedusha, the Netziv is telling us that because it was made by earlier Amaroyim, it has more Kedusha, Vigam, and also Ki Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, Hayamayil, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael itself, helped in giving an extra state of Kedusha to the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. One of the reasons that Talmud Yerushalmi is more difficult to learn than Talmud Bavli is the lack of Rishonim that are Mefarish the Yerushalmi. And nothing is more blatant than the fact that there is no Rashi on Yerushalmi, and that makes us appreciate all the more Pirish Rashi on the Bavli. And therefore, the Meforshim on the Yerushalmi are not Rishonim, but rather Achronim. Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita tells us that the Pirush of the Charedim on Yerushalmi Brachos is the main Pirush, and that's what we will be using mainly. However, we will also refer to the other Pirushim of the Pnei Moshe and the Rush Cirillo. A tremendous Yashar Koach must be given to Art Scroll for its illuminating Pirush on the Yerushalmi, opening up the Yerushalmi for study by the masses, and there are different pagination systems for Yerushalmi. We will be using the new one, which the Art Scroll uses, which is the Oz V'Hodr edition to the Yerushalmi. We conclude this Hagdama to the Yerushalmi with the famous Gematria of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, who tells us that the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Tzion B'Mishpati Pada, that Tzion, Eretz Yisrael, will be redeemed through justice, V'Shaveha, and those that return to her will be redeemed, B'Tztaka, through righteousness, tells us Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zatzal that the Gematria, the numerical value of Tzion B'Mishpati Pada, is Talmud Yerushalmi. Tzion is 156, B'Mishpat is 431, Tipot is 489, a total of 1,076. Talmud Yerushalmi is also 1,076. Talmud is 480, and Yerushalmi is 596, totaling 1,076. It's not off by one, it's exact. And finally, V'Shaveh B'Tztaka, those who return from the exile, from Golus, that represents Talmud Bavli, exactly. Vishaveha is 323. Bitstaka is 201, a total of 524. Talmud Bavli, Talmud is 480. Bavli is 44, a total of 524. And I think that besides this tremendous gematria, which is speaking about Tzion in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Yerushalmi, Vishaveha, those who returned from Golus, representing Talmud Bavli, I think it indicates to us that we need both together. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi are a hashlama, one with the other. There is no comparison to just learning Bavli and not learning Yerushalmi, seeing how the Yerushalmi enriches the limud, the study of Bavli. And now we are ready to begin the first Mishnah in Talmud Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph, Amid Aleph. Begins the Mishnah. Halacha Aleph. The Mishnah that we're going to bring here is the same one as the Bavli brings. There's only one change in one word, which we will find out in a moment. Begins the Mishnah. Me'emasai koirin eshma ba'arvin. As the Shini Nischoi says here, that in the regular Mishnayis, it's ba'arvis. Here, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the way they quote the Mishnah, they use the word ba'arvin. From when does one begin to read Kriya Shema at night? As the Pnei Moshe brings down, the Gemara in the Bavli, that the Tana of our Mishnah is referring to the Pasuk, which states, B'shach b'chol v'kumecha. And the Tana is asking, Zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva emes. When does the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema begin at night? In the Bavli, we find another reason why the Tana begins with the Kriya Shema of the evening, not only because it says B'shach B'cha, when you lie down, before U'B'Kumecha, when you get up in the morning, but also because Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, we find by Ma'aseh Bereishis that the Torah puts the night before the day, and that's why the Tana is finding out when the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema begins at night. And then, in a later Mishnah, it will speak about the Chiyuv Kriya Shema in the morning. And the Tana answers, Misho Shakoihanim Nichnasin Luchal Bitrumasan. And here is the one word that's different in Yerushalmi than the Bavli, the word Lochal, which means le'echoil. And in the side, on the Shinri Nishois and Ice Bays, it says, Kain hu lishna klila dar yushambi b'mekaymas rabim. Lishna klila, we find, even the Bavli quotes that the Yerushalmi is written Lishna Klila, it's from the word Kal, it's like light, meaning that it's very brief and concise, and therefore here we have an example where in the Bavli the word is Le'echol, to eat their Truma, and here in the Yerushalmi the Aleph is taken away, and the Vav is moved from after the Chaf to before the Chaf, and here we have the word Lochol, and if you look in the Sefer that I mentioned, the Hagdama, the Amri B'Marava on page 183, he has a small reference of Mila Pirush Milim B'Yerushalmi, explanation of words in the Yerushalmi, and there on page 184 you will find that he has the word arm word here in the Mishnah Lochol as meaning in the Bavli Lechol. So from the time that the Kohanim are allowed to go in to eat their Truma at night, and here the Pnei Moshe elaborates from the Bavli. Let's learn it quickly together inside on the third line in the left-hand column. Mishosh HaKohanim Nechnas Lochol B'Trumasin Ki Kohanim Shenitmu Kohanim became Tomei V'Tavlu, they went to the Mikveh Ein Yichon Lechol B'Trumah Atchi Yar of Shimshon, they cannot eat Trumah until they have hair of Shemesh. Meiser, they're a person who becomes Tomei is already allowed to eat after the Tefillah, but a Koyin who becomes Tomei cannot eat his Trumah until the evening. V'Hainu Ad Seisek Yichovim until three stars come out. So why, the Bavli asked this question, why didn't the Mishnah answer? The answer is, he wants to tell you a chiddush. Let's say you have a Zava Mitzara who can only be get kapara when they bring their karbonis in the morning. Their kapora, if you have a koyen who's a zav or a koyen who's a metzayra, so einachanami legabi eating kachim, he won't be able to until he brings the korban that he has to bring in the morning. Legabi truma, he can already eat it with the previous evening after he went to the mikveh and he had hair of shemesh where the sun set. The chsiv ubo hashemesh v'tihar, the sun sets and the day ends, as the Bavli explains it. And then he can eat from the kachim. And which kachim are we speaking about? The Gemara Yavama says the high krab truma iri, and v'darshin and bias shimshay makvas malach b'truma ve'en kaparasa makvas malach b'truma. As the Gemara in the Bavli tells us, that's the sun setting that's ma'akav him, that prevents him from eating truma, and not his kapor, which comes in the morning. And the Pnei Moshe speaks out, even though this halacha that the kayin can already eat truma at night is a mission in the goyim. Hair of shimsha ochel betruma urchid atanu lashmina b'ktzar af l'may shemefush makom acher. The Tana in brief tells you a halacha which is mentioned elsewhere. So at the same time that we're learning about Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Tana, like on the side, throws in, just remember that a kohen is allowed to eat truma at hair of shemesh. So it comes out legabi meiser, it's enough for the mikveh during the day. For Truma, you have to wait till sunset, till Tzeisek Echavim, till Hair of Shemesh. And to eat Kachim, the Zavad and Mitzara, who are considered Mechusri Kapora, have to wait till they bring their Karbonis the next day. There's an interesting machlokes between the Tzlach and the Gra concerning Kohanim themselves, who are becoming mutter to eat Truma as there is Tzeisek HaKavim. At the same time, they have a Chiv Krishma. Which one comes first? So the Tzlach says that they're allowed to eat their Truma, because eating Truma is also a mitzvah, and they will say Krishma afterwards. Whereas the Gra says no, that that's why the Mishnah uses a word, not Mishosh HaKohanim Oichlin B'Truma, but Mishosh HaKohanim Nichnasin Luchal B'Trumasan. From the time that the Kohanim go in and are ready to be able to eat Truma. In other words, from that Zman, which the Torah permitted them to eat Truma, which is Tzeisek HaKohanim, that's the time they have to first say Kriyishma, and then they are able to eat Truma. So is the opinion of the Gra against the Tzlach. Until when can you read Kriyishma at night? Atzayif HaShmairus HaRishayna Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Until the end of the first watch. Let us see the Charedim on the right-hand column, the third line. This means Shlish Halayla, as the Bavli explains on the Gimel Amud Aleph, that there are three watches in Shemayim, and so Bo'aretz, there are three parts of the night, and it's up till the third of the night. Umisham ve'elech avrizman kriya, deloy mikri suzman shchiva, veloy karinu be'bishach b'cha. So Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that after the first third of the night, it's no longer b'shach b'cha. If you look on Amud Beis in the Charedim, two lines on the left-hand column, two lines before it gets wide, the Charedim explains, Ella de Rabbi Eliezer hoylech acharoiv b'nei adam, the b'shlish halayla yashnu lahem. A third of the night, most people already go to bed. So b'shach b'cha is when people start to go to sleep, which is a third of the night, according to Rabbi Eliezer. After that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are not Yotze the Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, because it is no longer called B'shach B'cha when you start to go to sleep. Not when you're sleeping, but when you go to sleep. Let's go back, the first short line of the Charedim, U'mekame hachi nami lavzman shrivahu. Before Tzeisik HaChavim, it's also not when people go to sleep. L'fikach HaKorei Kodem L'chem L'yotzi Deicha V'asoi. If somebody reads Kriya Shema before Tzeisik HaChavim, he is not Yotze the mitzvah of reading Kriya Shema. And now the Charedim asks the Kasha, Imkei Lama Karnas of Basic Nessus, why do we read Kriya Shema in Shul? Kidei Lama B'tfilah Mitoch Divrei Torah. In other words, they used to daven in Shul before Tzeisik HaChavim, Mariv. And they said Kriya Shema, so why do we say Kriya Shema if you're not Yotze? Einech Nami, you're not doing it to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, says the Charedim, which is paraphrasing Rashi in Bavli Beis Amud Aleph. It's only to begin Tfilah mitoch Divrei Torah. And now the Charedim quotes the Yerushalmi, which we have on the next Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Rashi in the Bavli quotes this Yerushalmi as well. We see right at the beginning of learning Bavli, Rashi is already referring to the Yerushalmi, because you need to learn both of them together. And if you look on Beis Amud Aleph in the Ois V'Hadr pagination that we're using, on the eighth line, the Yerushalmi says, Tani hakayre kaidem lechem liyotzi dechavasa. Im kein lama karnes of a basic knesses, om rab yaisi, ein karnes of a basic knesses, bishur lotzeis yedechavasa, el lokede lamed betfilim etach dvar shel taira. So the Yerushalmi says it's only to begin davening through saying words of taira. And Echanami, they didn't say birchas krishma, they just said krishma itself to say words of taira before they started davening. Ulefikach, the Charedim says, as Rashi does in Bavli, Chayva aleinu lekreisim shetashach, it's an obligation on us to read Kriya Shema when it becomes actually dark, if we read it before Tzeisik HaChavim, ubekriyas parsha rishayna, sha'adam kairal mitasa yotze, and by reading one parsha of Shema that we read Kriya Shema lamita, we are yotze archiv of reading Kriya Shema midaraisa. Tosfos in Bavli, Bezim and Aleph, a long Tosfos there, disagrees with Rashi, asks a number of questions. One of them is that if you're being yotze with the Kriya Shema Shel Hamita and not with the Kriya Shema in Shul, then you should have to say three parshias. And why does Rashi hold that you're already yotze with one parsha? Therefore, the Tosfos goes with the opinion that this has to do with the Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, which we find later in Brachas, on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us that the Chachamim hold that the Zman of Mariv begins with Tzeisik HaChavim. And up until that time, a person can daven Mincha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mincha ends with Plag HaMincha, and Mariv begins after that. In other words, an hour and a quarter before night is what we call Plag HaMincha, and that's when Mincha ends and Marv begins. And a person is not, we don't have a resolution of who the halacha is like, the Gemara tells us, on Daf Chav Zayin in the Bavli and Brachas. And therefore, David Kamaravid, you could do like both, which means not that you can do both on the same night, but rather, if you're always used to, let's say, davening Mariv after Tzeisik HaChavim, if there's some necessity, so on a certain day, a special day, you can, out of necessity, daven Mariv earlier after Plag HaMincha, because you could be Simech on Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Mariv begins after Plag HaMincha. So when they used to daven Marav before Tzeisik Chachavim, Taisus learns that it's going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but they were actually Yoitz in the mitzvah, the Rice of Krishma, not Alamito like Rashi says, but in the Beis HaKnesses. The Bavli in Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that the beginning of the Mishnah here, Mishrashak Kohanim, Nichnasan, Lechel B'Trumasan, that is not going like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer, in fact, in a Brice on Daf Beis Amud Beis, in the Bavli, says that the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema at night is Mishakiddush Hayom B'Leilei Shabbosos, when a person is Mekadesh Shabbos, which is before Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos is already a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, and therefore you have to be Mekabel Shabbos before Bein HaShemashos, which is earlier than Seisach HaChavim. The Mishnah here, it says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that the time is Mishar Shakanim Nechnasim Lech B'Trumasim, which is Seisach HaChavim. So the Bavli answers that either it's two Tanoim, different sheet is what Rabbi Eliezer held, or that the Reisha of the Mishnah here is not going like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, the Reisha, I have a different shear than you do, and I am discussing now the part of Ad Soif HaShemara Rishon, until when is the latest time you could read Kriya Shema, and on that we're going to have a three-way machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham, and Rabban Gamliel. Let's continue the mission of Chachamim Oimrim Ad Chatzois. The Chacham say that you can only say Kriya Shema until Chatzois. What exactly is the meaning in the Chachamim? We will see later in the Mishnah in a few lines when we learn about the story of the sons of Rabban Gamliel. What is the sheet of Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel Oimer Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar, that you could say Kriya Shema a whole night until the morning star. Let us look in the Charedim on this. Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar Shekol HaLayla Kari Zman Shechiva. That's the Lashon of Rashi, that the whole night is called Zman Shechiva. In other words, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it's totally in when you go to bed, but it means when you're sleeping. And now he brings a beautiful pshat of the Taisus HaRosh in the machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamaliel. Vizel Lashon Taisus HaRosh Ad Sofer Shmar Rishayna B'Hachi Pligi. This is the machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Eliezer Sofer B'Shach B'Cha Kol Zman She'oiskim B'Shechiva Dum Yedivikum Echa. Just like when you get up, when it says Bekumecha, it doesn't mean all your waking hours, but rather it means when you get up. So the same thing, B'shach B'cha, doesn't mean when you're sleeping, it means when you go to sleep. However, Ram Gamliel Sover, Hai Kamesh Muse, each one means something else. B'shach B'cha, Mashma Shaper, calls Manshad B'shaychev. It means the whole night until the Alois HaShachar, when people are actually sleeping. Bekumecha, I agree with you, means when people get up. Doesn't mean that you could say Kriya Shema a whole day when people are up. That means when you get up. But I disagree with you as far as B'shach B'cha is concerned. B'shach B'cha has its own mashmos, its own meaning, and that is the whole night while you are sleeping, and that goes until Amud HaShachar. Mice, the Mishnah now brings a story. Ubo Banavi Beis HaMishnah, and the sons of Ram Gamliel came from the house of the Pashas. The word Mishnah means drinking. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains that any meal where there's drinking going on is called Mishnah, whereas the Tosfos Yontov in Erev and Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph explains that Mishnah always means a wedding. Now, there was some oinus here, either because of Simchas Chas V'Kal, it was a wedding, or if it was a place of drinking, perhaps they became intoxicated. And the fact was, Va'amru, and they said to their father, Va'amru loy, loy karinus ha-shma. They said to him, we have not read Shema. And it was after Chatzos. Should we read Shema or not? Amar lohen. So Rabbi Gamliel told his sons, Im loy ola Amud HaShachar, if the Amud HaShachar has not risen yet, Chayov v'matem likrois. This Shini Nuschois on the side brings the Baal Amor, whose Gairus, Mutar v'matem likrois. However, our gears is that Rabbi Gamliel responded, you are Chayiv to read. And now let us turn to Amud Beis in the Charedim. Divrei HaMaskil Amru Loi Karinu Eshma, which is eight lines before it gets wide. And the Charedim brings to us, he brings to our attention that this is the first machloikis here between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Pirish HaBavli, in Brachas Daf Tesamud Aleph, the Bavli explains, what was the dialogue, the exchange here between Rabban Gamliel and his sons? Did they not know the sheet of their father that there is a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema the whole night, and the fact is the Rabbanan argue and say only till Chatzos, and we know there's a halacha of Yachad V'Rabim, halacha K'Rabim, so the halacha is that you don't read it after Chatzos. What was the dialogue here? So the Bavli explains, Ahachi Amrulei, this is what they said to their father, Rabbanan Peligio Alecha, do the Rabbanan argue on you? And as we're going to see later in the Charedim, that they perhaps hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that b'shachbacha means when you lie down, not when you're sleeping. However, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says it means when most people go to sleep, the sheet of the Chachamim is when all people go to sleep, because there are some people who stay up later. But by Chatzos, ruba de ruba of people are already sleeping. So do you go with the vast majority, or do you go when... you could say everyone is already sleeping by Chatzos Laila. And the Rabbanan also hold up a shachbacha means when you go to sleep, but they're not satisfied with Rav like Rabbi Eliezer. And what do you hold, Rabbi Gamliel? Alois HaShachar, because as we explained before from the Tosfos of Rosh, you hold that b'shachbacha means while you're sleeping. So then, v'yachav Rav malach karabim. And then we would not say Kriya Shema. Oydil Maloy Pligi. Bamis the Rabbanan don't argue. They hold like you to B'shachbacha means when you're sleeping. Until Aloy Seshachar. V'haida Amriyat Chatzos V'el Harchi Kodaman Aveira. It's only K'del Harchi Kodaman Aveira. And therefore, because we don't want a person going home and eating and drinking and taking a nap, and then it'll come out, it'll sleep through the night, and he won't say Kriya Shema. So they made a getter that you should say it before Chatzos. However, if he was up after Chatzos and he had not yet said Kriya Shema, and it was an oinus, bidi eved, then the Rabbanim permitted him to say, like Rabban Gamliel, until Alois HaShachar. That was the way the Bavli understands the exchange. Amar lahem, loy pligi, they're not arguing on me. V'hadi amrat chatzos, kedi laharchik. Now, says the Charedim, aval das ha Yerushalmi lekamon, the pligi, the das of the Yerushalmi is that there is a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Savri Rabbanim b'shachav v'chakol b'zman she'asukin b'shchiv v'chareb l'ezer. The Yerushalmi holds that the Rabbanan hold that b'shachav v'chakol means when you go to sleep like Reb Eliezer. Elo. But they don't say Shlish Halayla, they say Chatzos. Elo de Reb Eliezer, Hoylechach Roiv b'nei Yadam, de b'shlish Halayla yeshnolem. V'Rabbanan Savri, kiven de ikka miyut, de ain't yishemen, ad chatzi Halayla. The Avdi Malacha, they're doing work, oikairin, they're learning, oi, oichlin, they're eating. So still b'shachav v'chakol karinim bay. They're going to sleep, not the vast majority, but... everyone goes to sleep by Chatzos. They finished eating or drinking or doing malach or learning. Ulahachi parach lekamon eich Rabban Gamliel hayra meisa neged Rab machol kamalav. In fact, Yerushalmi asks later, how could Rabban Gamliel tell his children to do something where he was wrong? Because everyone knew that Rabban Gamliel and Chacham were fundamentally arguing, and what does b'shachbacha mean? Rabban Gamliel says it's while you're sleeping a whole night, whereas the Rabbanan hold be'etzan like Rabbi Eliezer that b'shachbacha means when you go to sleep. They're arguing on Rabbi Eliezer, not when Roif people go to sleep, but when all people go to sleep. But it means when you go to sleep. And therefore, after Chatzos, that is not Zman Shchiva, just like we saw from the Charedim, this is Rashi in Bavli, that says that after that time you're not Yoytze the Mitzvah, because it's no longer called B'shach B'cha. So, if so, Frekta Yerushalmi on Rabban Gamliel, how could Rabban Gamliel tell his sons, Chayovim Atam Likrois? He knows that the Rabbanan disagree with him, and Yachad V'Rab Malach Karabim, how could he tell his sons to say Kriya Shema? So the Yerushalmi answers that Rabban Gamliel told his sons, you didn't ask me the Shal Chatchil, can you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos? Once it happened, you're asking me what the Halach is. So Memela, I'm telling you, on a B'dievet situation, it's Kedai to be Samech on me. So what I think we need just to explain is how does the Yerushalmi cope with the question of the Bavli? The Bavli asked, didn't the children know the sheet of their father? So what in fact was the dialogue here? The Yerushalmi cannot learn the dialogue like the Bavli does, and where the dialogue was, do the Rabbanim be'etzim hold like Rabbi Eliezer, except they're mechulik, that it's not roiv b'nei yadim, it's when all people go to sleep, or do the Rabbanim hold like you, that it's a whole night, and they made arachaka, and be'oinis, they would also permit it until alois shachar. If they held like Rabbi Eliezer, then when people go to sleep, then after chatzais, people don't go to sleep, that's not b'shach b'cha anymore. Then avada, we're not yoitze. So what if the Yerushalmi holds against the Bavli? There's a machloikas here, Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that everyone knew that Rabbi Gamaliel and the Rabbanan are fundamentally mechulik in what b'shach b'cha means. So what was the question that they were asking their father? They shouldn't have asked them a question. They know their father's sheet is a whole night. They know the Rabbanan hold b'shach b'cha means when everybody goes to sleep, which is before chatzos. So after chatzos, it's no longer Zman Shechiva. And my father is a yochid compared to the Rabban. We don't paskin like my father. What were they asking their father? So perhaps we could say that they were asking their father, according to the end of the Yerushalmi, by a bidyevet. In other words, how far does the din of Yachid v'Rabim, Halachik Rabim, go? Does it go even bidyevet, not only l'chatchila, but even bidyevet, we go like the Rabim, or does it go only l'chatchila? That's what the father answered them. The father answered, you didn't ask me to shah l'chatchila. L'chatchila, I would have told you to go like the Rabbanan, because I'm a Yachid, I disagree with them, but you can't listen to me, you have to go like the Rabim. But you're asking me the Shal B'dievet. B'dievet, we don't say the Klal of Yachid Ram, Alach Ram. B'dievet, you could be Samechami and Yechayiv to say Kriyishma. This is how L'chayr we would understand the dialogue between Ram Gamliel and his sons according to the Yerushalmi. However, we should speak out also that there is a famous Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, who is of the opinion that according to the Chacham who made a Geder, that one should not say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, that in fact, if one did say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, he is not Yotze the Mitzvah of the Rice of Kriyat Shema. And what power do the Chacham have to do this? Because Yesh Koch Chacham, Laker Dovim Natar, B'Shevi Al Tase. If the Chacham are telling us not to do something, then they have the power to be oikered in deraisa. Even though midaraisa, you can go. We're going now according to the Bavli's understanding of the Rabbanan that they hold like Rav Gamliel. You can go till Alois HaShachar. But once the Rabbanan made a Geder, then the Rabbanan were oikered the mitzvah by telling you, don't do anything. And if you will say Kriyat Shema, you're not going to be Yoitza, because we told you Shevi Al Tase, and we have that power. According to this Rabbeinu Yoina, you have to understand again what was the dialogue between the Rabban Gamliel and his children. Because what were they asking? Do the Rabbanan, as the Bavli explained, do they be'etzim hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's when you go to lie down? Except they extended from Shlisha Laila to Chatzos. And then B'dievet were not Yoitza after Chatzos. Or do they hold like you that it's till Alois? And B'dievet, by an Oinus, we would be Yoitza. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, even in the sheet of the Chachamim who hold like Rav Gamliel, you're not Yoitza B'dievet. So what was the discussion? What was the dialogue? So Rav Moshe Elephant Shlita told me that there are Meforshim who learn that Ein Echanami. The dialogue was, do the Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and then Oinus won't work and will not be saying Krishma, or do they hold like you and then B'dievet? We could say, or we are mechuyev to say Krishma. And he answered them that B'dievet they hold like me, and you are mechuyev to say Krishma. That's what Rabban Gamliel thought. But the Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us that that is not the halacha. What Rabban Gamliel interpreted, the sheet of the Chacham, is like halacha. When in fact the halacha is that, according to Rabbanu, once they made a Geder, even though the Gemara in Bracha says halacha Rabban Gamliel, the Gemara means that's the halacha Be'etzem that we say till alois, like Rabban Gamliel. That in B'shach B'cha, it means a whole night while you're sleeping. But once the Rabbanan made a Geder, Laharchik Adam and Avera, that he shouldn't come to be Mevatel Kriyishma, then even if a person does it B'dievet, Rabbeinu Yoina says he's not Yoitza. That's not the way Rabban Gamliel understood the Rabbanan. Rabban Gamliel understood the Rabbanan, if there's an Oinus B'dievet after Chatzos, you are Yoitza. But according to the correct understanding of the Rabbanan, the Rabbeinu Yoina holds that you are not Yoitza. Continues the Mishnah, Loizu Bavad Amru. They didn't only say this concerning Kriyishma that it goes from Chatzos, even though Be'etzim it's a whole day. Ela kol shamru chacham at Chatzos mitzvos natchiyal amud shachar. Wherever the chacham said till Chatzos, really the mitzvah is until amud shachar. The Bavli brings down a question: does then Rabbi Gamliel hold like this? And the Bavli answers that Rabbi Gamliel is saying it in the sheet of the Chachamim. I hold that there is no geder, there is no gzeir until Chatzos. But even the Chachamim who say there is a geder till Chatzos, they're maskim that me'ikar adin, the mitzvah is a whole night. According to this, it would be better not to be garis the word amru. And then we would understand better the Gemara's kasha in the Bavli. Therefore, we would understand that the Bavli is asking, does Rabbi Gamliel hold like this? Because it seems from the wording, when Rabbi Gamliel states, it seems that Rabbi Gamliel is saying that that's what I hold, and the Bavli answers, no, he's saying it in the sheet of the Chacham. However, if regardless the word Amru, so what was the Bavli's kasha? Loizu Bilvad Amru. We see clearly he's not speaking on himself. He's Amru, he's speaking in the Chachamim of Chatzos. So the Gra has the girsa like we have it of Amru. And according to the Gra, you'll have to explain that the Bavli thought that these are the words of Rebbe saying them in Rabbi Gamliel. And on that, the Bavli asked, this is not the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. And the Bavli answers that no, it's Rabbi Gamliel speaking in the sheet of the Chachamim. But that seems to be a doichik, and therefore, if we would not be Gairus Amru, the Gemara's Kash and Teretz on this line of the Mishnah would go easier. So, bottom line, we're saying this in the sheet of the Chachamim, that whenever they said Chatzos, that really the mitzvah was Ad Shiyalam Reshachar. For example, Hector Chalovim Ve'Varim, being makter the fats of all korbanos and the Evarim, the limbs of a korban oila, as we turn to Aleph Amid Beis, mitzvahs Ad Shiyalam Reshachar, mitzvahs until Amid Reshachar. Kol HaNechom L'Yom Echad, whatever is eaten for one full day and night, as the Charedim brings down top line on the left-hand column, Kigoyin, Chattas, V'Oshim, V'Kifsi, Atzeres, V'Nachas, V'Toida, which Rashi in the Bavli brings as well. So, the Mitzvahs, Natchiyala, Mureshach, Imkei, Lomar, Mechacham, Chatzois. So why did the Chacham say, until Chatzois, by Kriyishma, and by Achilas Kachim, as the Charedim explains, and they ushered them before this man? The answer is, Kedei L'Harchus, Adam, and Aveira, to separate a person from an Aveira. And by kachim, this means that he has to eat it by chatzos so that he should not wait till Amud HaShachar and then pass by the Zman of Amud HaShachar, and then I'll be chayiv kares for noiser, for eating it past its man. And also by kriyishma, that a person should say, I have time, and then he will fall asleep, and he will not say kriyishma until after Alois HaShachar. Then the Charedim brings down the Hector, as Rashi in Bavli Beis and Aleph brings down as well, the Hector Chalavim Diktani Hachaloi Amru Boi Chachamat Chatzos Klal. The Hector Chalavim, the Evarim, there is no halacha of Ad Chatzos. Why is it mentioned over here? It's only mentioned to show you an example of something that's noig a whole night, and when it's noig during the night, it's kosher the whole night, as we have the mission in Megillah, kol ha'layla kosher l'ktzir. So I'm l'hachter chalavim ve'evarim. So says Rashi. However, the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnais, which the Charedim brings down, and so the Rambam in Maisa HaKarbonos in the Yad HaZakeh in the beginning of the fourth Perek, says that no, that on Hector Chalom Ve'Evorem, there is also a Geder that it must be done before Chatzois Kedei L'Harchik Sa'odam Min Ha'Aveira. So we have here a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi, whether this din of Ad Chatzois applies to Hector Chalavim the Evarim. Begins the Gemara, Me'emes HaKorin Shema Be'arvim, quoting the Mishnah, and in the side, in the Shinin Nishchos, it says in some Girsas in Yerushalmi, they don't even quote this line from the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi begins, Anan Taninan Mishosh HaKorin Nechnasim Luchal B'Tremasim. In our Mishnah, it says that the Zman of B'Shach B'cha of Kriyishma at night is from when the Kohanim go in to eat their truma. Tani Rab Chia learned, as the Pnei Moshe brings in a Tosefta in the beginning of Brachas, that there is a machlokes, And there, the Tosefta brings down, as we have in Bavli, Beis Amid Beis, that Rav Meir Shita is Mishah Shederech Bnei Adam Nichnas Nalachol Pitom B'Leli Shabbos, from the time that people go in to eat their bread on Friday night, Leil Shabbos. So it's a different shir than Seisek Rechav, Vitani Allah, and we have learned on this new shir of Rav Meir, which we learned in the Tosefta, Kroivim Divrayim Liyoy Shavim, even though, as the Pnei Maisha explains, they're not exactly identical, one shita, but they're very close to each other. In other words, Seisek Rechavim, and when people go in to eat their bread, Erev Shabbos, the Leil Shabbos at night, are very close, one Zman to another Zman. And so we have completed the first daf of Yerushalmi, which is different than the Bavli, because we have not finished Beis Amud Beis, but rather we have finished daf Aleph Amud Beis.